2018, you know, with at the Alexandria community with we had about 425 signs at that time and lots of support. And since we've met, we've doubled. Our support has doubled. Our signage is, we're getting closer to the 900 mark on our signs, and it's just growing and gaining momentum and growing stronger.
And why is it gaining momentum, you believe?
Well, I believe it's a lot to do with, you know, I'd say everyone that supported this thing. There's so much more people aware of the program, the project, and Roy Stump, Chief Roy Stump, taking the initiative to sign the MOU with the Conservation Office Service was a huge, huge step in the right direction that opened up a lot of eyes. And I'm really proud of them for doing that. And we're still trying to get more of that done with the Conservation Officer Service. And
okay, so getting more done with Conservation Officer Service. So you're doing further meetings then with other First Nations?
Well, I have a meeting scheduled here on Tuesday with Chief Willie Sellers, and we're going to discuss a few things, and we have another meeting. Hopefully we can get it done on February 4th with Willie and two conservation officers, and we can discuss some very important things regarding our wildlife.
And you mentioned there's now, I want to say you said 30 First Nations that are involved with this?
There's, we now have on the Kalmusign project has 30 over 30 First Nations communities supporting and on board with the Kalmusign project. They last year, 2019, was a great year. Our signage, our 4x8 signs doubled from, there was actually 57 4x8 signs purchased last year by First Nations communities. 30 went to the Thompson Nicola Caribou. There was 9 First Nations from that region bought 30 signs, and we have another 20 signs went to the Omanika Region 7A and the Skeena region with the Carrier Sicani First Nations, and they put them all up on Forest Service roads, and we had another couple signs bought, one from the Pioneer Logging went up to the complex. Another very nice donation from PBR Enterprises, Fort St. John, and Prince George bought some signs, and we got one donated to the McLeod Lake First Nations. We're really happy to have this donated to them. And
are you surprised that it's gained this much momentum?
Well, I'm very, I don't know if I say surprised, I'm very happy. I didn't see it going this far, but it's growing, and I don't see an end in sight. There's a lots of other things, work we're working on right now for this year, and just so you know, the signage has reached parts of Canada as well, different provinces, and I mean, it's growing.
Okay, so of the signs that are out there, where would you say, the furthest one has been placed?
Well, they've been bought. They've been taken to Quebec, Ontario, and Northwest Territories. There's even actually been some taken in the United States, but Northwest Territories, yeah.
Okay. Oh. And as you mentioned, you're up to quite a bit of work this year. What else are you up to?
Well, my next, we're actually in the process right now and working on another billboard to be located hopefully down by Cache Creek, somewhere in that area. We've got approval from the First Nations from that region, and I'm working on getting funding. And I'm going to donate the sign to them. The sign is going to be a $2,400 sign, and they're gonna, hopefully we're gonna make this work. They're gonna donate the billboard and the structure, and we're going to get this thing up before, hopefully in the spring. And that's my goal, and I'm going to make it happen.
Okay, great. And of course, the Kamloops Sign Project, is it working? Do you find that people are, in fact, respecting the Kamloops?
I would say absolutely yes. There's been lots of positive feedback. There's been lots of better reports of the moose population recovering. There's lots of people watching now. Awareness, the awareness is so much greater now. People understand and they're watching. And I still advise people, if you're out in the forest, especially now, I'd like to see the loggers, the snowmobilers, the ice fishermen. You all pack cell phones. Take a picture. Keep an eye on our animals, and don't hesitate to turn anything suspicious into our conservation officer service, because they're the ones that are working their butts off trying to protect our wildlife, and they deserve a lot of respect and credit.
And I know, as we were discussing earlier, just so much discussion now, and I guess it sounds like a huge priority for the province is caribou. Are you at all concerned that maybe moose will be in the background?
Well, lately it seems the moose are in the background, because the caribou are a very important species here too, and I understand that. It's very unfortunate it's happening to any of the species right now. I don't get it. It shouldn't be happening. There's blame to be seemed to be put on different people, industry and whatever, outfitters and hunters and First Nations, and everybody seems to be has a little bit of blame or something. But you know, we got to figure this out. This is 2020. We have to work together and figure this out sooner than later, because the animals should be thriving right now, not declining. We got to be smarter and get working together and figure it out. We got enough smart people in this province, and I've talked to I even talked to Christy Clark. I sent letters to our John Horgan, and I talked to MLAs and Donna Barnett. I talked to Todd Doherty, who has been actually talked back, and we've had some response together. And the ministry, everybody in this province has got a letter from me. Anybody that has anything to do with government or management, First Nations, most of everybody knows my name now and knows what I'm trying to do. And my main goal, and I'm still on it, is I see no reason why anybody should be harvesting antlerless moose in our province when we're in a declining situation. We have 340 LEH tags that we continue to harvest, and we have First Nations hunting. I just don't get it. I think the only way that we can stop this, the decline, is for at least for a while, put a moratorium, an immediate moratorium on antlerless moose hunting. I think it would benefit everybody in the years to come. And if we can't leave that for our future generations, then we got a big problem.